Welcome to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Wamsley.
Welcome to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Wamsley, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, I'm going to talk about failure. Not about success, but about failure. What does it take to be a failure? What do failures do in comparison to what people that aren't failures do? What do successful people do differently than failures? But really, more about failure. Because there's a very large block of people out there that have decided to fail. Now, for those of you who listened to me for a long time, you know that I have a pet peeve. My pet peeve is I do not believe that you can fail your way to success. I just don't believe that. I think it's a ridiculous concept. And I think it's the one that will end up killing most people's success in the future, is they think it's okay to take a stab in the dark and to just jump out there and try to do something. And every time I look into that theory, every time I find myself walking up to the edge of that abyss and looking over the edge and thinking about, man, should I try this? Knowing that I could crash and burn, my human instincts say, no, step away from the cliff. Give it up. Do not do it. It doesn't make any sense to try to fly when you're not a bird, unless someone can teach you how to fly before you try to do it and prove to you that it can be done. And so in everything in my life I've done, I take it with this skepticism when I first start out, this caution when I first start out that says, wait a minute, is this real? Wait a minute, can this actually be done? And last, and who has done it and how did they do it? I don't want to do it. Step off the edge of the cliff and crash and burn. Now, many, many self-help people will tell you that's just the wrong attitude. They'll tell you that, hey, you need to just get out there and fail and fail and fail and fail. And I think that's just wrong. The question is, how do you balance the two? That's really an important question. How do you balance the two between realizing you can't do everything perfect the first time you do it and understanding that is not failure? I think about going back to when I was trying to be a Olympic lifter, and then later a power lifter, and then later a bodybuilder. In each of those endeavors, what I found was I had no idea how to do it. So I gathered as much information as I could possibly gather, and I struck out to try to get it done, right? And so we go out there and we, for example, bodybuilding, had to learn how to put on more muscle. As a power lifter, we had to learn how to be strong. As an Olympic lifter, we had to learn how to be fast and athletic. When I came to bodybuilding, it was like, how do you pack on muscle and not pack on fat? Being a power lifter, you just want to be big and strong, and you don't care if you have fat. The idea is just big, is as strong as you can possibly be, which is a completely training technique, different training technique, and a completely different diet than being a bodybuilder. So I had to strike out and do this thing. And as I struck out to do it, I found myself going to a contest and being in second place. Now, interestingly enough, you could, if you were a self-help teacher, say, wow, that's failure. Quite honestly, when there's 50 guys in a room and the first time I ever try something, they end up second, to me, that is not failure. That is massive success. What it also told me was, is that there was a little bit more to learn to be number one. And so I needed to go back and find out what was it that those guys that were winning were doing that was different than what guys that were taking second place were doing, a la me, and figure out how to take that next step, to go to the next step. Now, the very next contest I went to, I won. So because I went back and I visualized what these guys were doing, I investigated it, I studied it, and what was more important was once I studied it, I put it into process, and I did it. So the next contest that I went into, I won, and from that point on, I won and won and won and won. It's irrelevant about the winning. That's not the point. The point is the learning. The learning process is very, very important. It's why I've been so happy in life, been so successful in life as to my own goals. Remember, success is relative to everybody. This is not something I'm trying to rub in your face. It's very hard to talk about these things without somebody thinking that you're bragging or whatever. But I've had probably more than my fair share of successes in life, although I didn't start out that way. I started out as very much of a loser on the bottom end of the totem pole of life. And I relate it all to, I give it credit to the fact that very early on in life, I figured out that if you want to accomplish something, go find somebody else that's already accomplished it and get there with it. Get it done. Find out from them how to do it. Now, many of you have listened to me for a while and realize that I'm into and have been, ever since I caught cancer, trying to put together a train layout. And I did it all wrong. Two or three different times I've done it all wrong. And I finally found myself a mentor to help me do it right. And once I got in touch with this mentor was asking me questions that I've never asked myself. Here I was trying to develop this layout, develop this thing, create this thing in life. And I had no idea what I wanted. I had no idea what I was trying to do. I just thought I could just start creating out of nowhere and something would happen. Do you know how many people I meet try to do that in real estate? They just, well, you know, let's just go buy a house. It can't be that hard. Let's just piddle around with this. Let's do this this way, that way, left way, sideways. And they start piddling. And they piddle themselves into a failure situation where they didn't even know the right questions to ask about what type of property to buy, where to buy it, how to manage it, how to screen your tenants, how to do the maintenance and not do the maintenance, and what to fix and what not to fix, and what to remodel and what not to remodel. They had no idea. They just thought, I'll buy a house and experiment with it. And they experiment themselves right into failure. I've seen this over and over and over again in life. And I was watching this stupid show called Dexter. I call it stupid because it's the dumbest thing in the world. It's a show about a serial killer whose father teaches him to be a serial killer with perfection so that he'll never get caught. And in this one episode, he picks up this guy that wants him to teach him how to be a serial killer. And I so related to this because what happened was is that the guy wanted to be a serial killer just like Dexter, but he couldn't because Dexter followed the rules that his father had given him. Rule number one, don't get caught. Rule number one, don't lose money. Rule number two, there's got to be cash flow. Rule number two, there's got to be an alibi. You know, he had, right down the line, he had a system. But this other guy just wanted to do it his way. And I've seen people over and over and over for 27 years of consulting people just want to do it their way. They want to cut out all the rules, cut out all the right answers. They want to take the shortcut. They want to go right to the top. As Zig Ziglar said, they want to take the elevator to the top, but there is no elevator to the top. There's only stairs. And you've got to climb them one step at a time to get there. Now, there are ways to get there faster, and there are ways to get there without getting lost. There's ways to get there without getting out of shape or not having a heart attack. There's all kinds of things you can learn, but you still got to walk the walk before you can talk the talk. And I see this happening all the time. So with this Dexter character, what ends up happening was the guy ends up breaking the rules, getting caught, and getting killed. And Dexter's warning him, that's what's going to happen. But see, his dad warned him of the same thing. If you break the rules, right? There's an old saying, you can break yourself against a rule, but you can't break a rule. Because the rule is a rule because it will break you. I remember this story a long time ago where there was this captain of this giant destroyer. And he was rolling up on this light in the middle of the night. And he's saying, you know, signalman, signal that guy to get out of our way. And he signals, this is USS something or other. Get out of our way or we're a destroyer. We'll, you know, blow you up. And the guy goes, turn left. The other light comes back, turn left. Does it get it one more time? This is USS something or other. Get out of our way. And the guy goes, turn left. And finally he goes, do you not understand? This is the USS something or other. We're a destroyer. We will blow you out of the water. Guy goes, do you not understand that I'm a lighthouse? Turn left. Sometimes, folks, you just got to turn left. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 25 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they've won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 10 of the last 10 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty Magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we've been talking about failure, what brings it about, and what I'd like to do right now is read you an email that I got that came into Lifestyles and compare it to another email that came to Lifestyles, and I want to just sort of contrast the two different points of view in life. The first one reads, Lifestyles Unlimited has changed our lives. It's the real deal. My wife and I have been members for 2 years, and Lifestyles helped with the following. Number one, became partners in two apartment complexes that each have 250 units. Number two, we have a duplex for 13 years. Prior to joining Lifestyles, through the guidance of Lifestyles, we sold that duplex via 1031 exchange, used the proceeds to buy five single-family houses. Number three, we had another duplex that we sold and did another 1031 exchange along with the sale of one of five single-family houses and bought 24-unit apartment complex. This would not have happened without the help of Lifestyles Unlimited staff and fellow investors. People who helped us are Joe Flores, national mentor, Jillian Garland, single family mentor, Casey Klaus, single family realtor, Christine Kyle, commercial realtor, Julie Murphy, operations consultant, Doug Crummel, multifamily consultant, Kim McLean, multifamily consultant, Lynn Merrill, vice president, fellow Lifestyles members. People think we can do this by ourselves. Oh, it says Lynn Merrill, vice president. It goes on, Lifestyles members, people think they can do this by themselves. They might be able to, but probably not well. Without training, the membership fee is worth every penny. Penny wise and pound foolish are people that think they can save money and do this without training. Not only has Lifestyles changed our lives, but has helped us change the lives of our tenants by improving the community that they live in. Owner. So, guys, what I want you to get out of this is the positivity of this family and how they had taken approach, you know, go out and bought themselves a duplex and a fourplex, and now they own so very, very much more, and they've been so successful because they're willing to follow the mentoring. That's the key factor. Listen to all the different people they listen to. No ego in that at all, right? None whatsoever. And it's really important to understand that you've got to be able to overcome your ego and listen to a mentor to get anything out of them. Because here they are. These guys already had a duplex, already had a fourplex. And I remember sitting at lunch with them telling them, we're going to have to leverage those assets. We're going to have to get you way further along than what you are if you want to retire. It's just, you did a great thing. You know, you wiggled your way into two deals that turned out to be okay, because real estate is very forgiving. Even if you don't do it exactly right, you know, it ends up being better than any other investment. But now it's time to do it right and to really accelerate. So here's a very, very positive statement that you can read. Now, let's contrast this with another member who is not getting anything accomplished. And the reason they're not getting anything accomplished will become very obvious in a second, okay? We've been doing this for 27 years, coming on 28 here in October. September will be our reunion for the 28th year. And as we go through this, you know, you have to admit, you have to understand that somewhere along the line, there's going to be a person or a group of persons that will not listen to their mentors. This does happen. So people ask me periodically, so what is the number How many people fail? And people focus on failure. They're not focusing on an email like the one I just read and focusing on the success. Because when you come to Lifestyles, you're going to go to case studies. You're going to meet hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of successful people over the period of your membership. You're going to see the success is just dripping everywhere around you. And yet some people are still looking for that one. That roach in the corner that got away. That's what they're looking at. So you, invariably I get asked a question that sounds something like what this person said. They said, Dell, you said that 5% of multifamily deals go bad. What I said is 5% of multifamily deals have challenges. In other words, these people, 95% of them set out and they hit their goals. 5% of them set out and they don't hit the goals that they set out for. That doesn't mean they go out of business. That means they have challenges. Now, the smart people will come back to us and say, hey, man, I got it wrong somehow. I missed something here, right? And so I looked at this situation, and let me read the next line. You'll get it. It says, you then said 4% of OUI members are invite someone else in to help them fix what they've done wrong. 4% succeed in fixing the problem that they had. Now, by the way, this is not empirical information. I have not kept exact accurate. This is just an example of, hey, how should you see this in your mind? And then I said there's 1% will not fix what's wrong, and they will continue to do it until they fail. Now, that 1% is a very interesting group of people we'll talk about in a second. But he goes, and here's what he says. What common denominators are there so I cannot invest with that 5%? Well, first of all, there's no common denominator for the 5%. Our educational program is so intense, so broad. There's so many mentors here that there's no way to see which 5% might have a challenge. It's going to be something hidden inside of the person, their skill sets. I find that the people who have the hardest time running a business are people that have never been in charge of a business. You take somebody like an engineer who's gone in there and done really smart stuff his whole life, but has never done accounting, never done marketing, never done sales, and has no people skills, never hired, fired, or trained anybody, just worked in a cubicle their whole life working with numbers or something. Those people have some challenges because they don't know how to sell. They don't know how to market. They don't know how to hire and fire. They don't know anything other than how to fix things. Those guys are pretty good at figuring out how to fix things on the cheap, right? But they don't have the rest of the skill set. And the most important skill set, they don't have accounting. So they don't understand. While they were getting paid their whole life to build things, all the cost of that building was going around them. They never saw those costs. They never understood the overhead of trying to sell the product that they built. So there's a common denominator of some variable, but there's no way to gauge that because many other engineers come in and go, but I also, as an engineer, became the marketing guy in my company. I was vice president of the company. I looked at P&L's profit and loss statements my whole life. I totally understand business. This was no big deal for me. So that's not a common denominator. But the real common denominator is not the 4% who will let you get it fixed when it's wrong. The real common denominator is the 1% that will not let you help them fix it because their ego is so large that they would rather fail on their own behalf than to let someone else come in and help them be a part of their success. Those are the people that end up challenge deals. And I have it in the back of the book. I write it down. Hey, somebody in this room is a hacksaw murderer. We just don't know who it is yet. And somebody will not listen to what I say. And we don't know who they are yet either. But when we come back, we'll talk about the difference and how to make sure you're on the side of success. Be right back with the Dell Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Dell Walmsley Radio Show. Dell will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Over 25 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the five ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Dell Walmsley.
Welcome back to Dell Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're talking about failure and different stories and ideas and things that are going through my mind today. Just kind of all over the place, to be honest with you. I really didn't sit down and write out an outline to this. It's just something that I feel. I felt it this week after watching these Dexter shows where this guy just wouldn't listen to his mentor. You know, there he was. He had a mentor that's best that ever was. And unfortunately, it's being a silly serial killer, which is pretty funny. It's pretty good writers can get you to actually like a serial killer. I laughed at myself on that one. Don't even think so. But still, the bottom line was, it's the reason you like the guy is because the guy is very principled. He won't kill somebody that doesn't deserve to be killed. And he has to do it in a very methodical way. And it has to work exactly right every time or he won't do it. And he doesn't shoot from the hip. And you just got to love that about him. But somebody else tried to copy him and couldn't because he wouldn't follow all the same principles. So I talked to you about many times before in the past about the fact that I was trying to create this train layout and I was doing it on my own. I got halfway through and had it almost all built, well, three quarters way built, and realized it was all wrong. And so I started looking for a mentor. I found a guy that builds these things. It's one of the best in the country. There's probably two, three guys that are in the country that do this to this level that this guy does. He's one of the best. And he built Warren Buffett's trains layout for him, for BNSF, and many, many others. I mean, it's just he's the top of the line. So I go up to Dallas to meet this guy, and he shows me what he's doing. I go, man, this is my stuff's just nothing like this. And all of a sudden, I realize that I'm playing. I'm not even close. So I decide that I want to go ahead and go back and do it right. So I start trying to do it right, thinking, okay, I can do it right. But I very quickly realize I can't do it right, because I just don't have the skills to do right. So I said, you know what? How have I fixed everything else in life? I said, I'm going to get a mentor. So I called this guy up and I said, look, I'm going to pay you to be a mentor. And he goes, well, I've never really done it that way before. Usually he just does it himself. He builds these things. He brings it. He's got a whole staff. Don't get me wrong. This is a giant business for him. And he goes, but, you know, I understand where you're coming from. This is your hobby. You want to do it. And now I explained it to him. This is my hobby. I want to get my hands dirty in this. I want to touch it, feel it, you know, build it. I want to put a little of my own creativity into it. And he goes, okay, that's fine. I'm a mentor. So we set up a mentoring contract agreement, just like people set up mentoring contract agreements with Lifestyles. And that's where I got the idea. I said, if people can pay me to change their lives, I can pay somebody else to fix my stupid layout, right? And so I started reading through his questionnaire and his materials. And what I realized was I wasn't prepared to build this layout because I hadn't asked all of the hard questions. He was asking me stuff that I could not answer, like, where is this? Who is it copying? What set of, engines are you going to have on it? What company is it going to be? Where is it located? Is it a winter scene? Is it a summer scene? On and on and on and on. I'm like, man, I never thought all this. So I thought you put some track down and you run an engine around it. And he's talking about building a gigantic layout that is just a work of art, where people go, ooh. And I had never thought about that level, and he thought that's what I wanted, that level. That's why I looked him up, because that's what he does. And so I slowly showed the guy, said, you know what, I get it. I'm doing it all wrong. I'm laying track and building base before I decide what it is I really want on the thing. And that's what you've got to do. You've got to decide what you really want in your life. before you start building things, before you start trying to develop your passive streams of income. What do you want out of life? I had never sat down and answered those questions. What is it exactly I want? And secondly, then he goes, okay, now that you know what you want, what do you want in it? What do you want it to do? Do you want it to loop-de-loop? Do you want it to go down and back, down and back, down and back? Do you want it to run prototypical, where you take the trains to places and you load stuff and unload stuff and take it to the next place and load and unload? What all do you want to have in there? Do you want, you know, mountains and valleys and rivers? And I'm sitting there going, man, I didn't answer any of these questions. So I said, look, stop. Cancel everything. I'm not going to go and have you build this thing. I'll just keep you as a mentor here, and I'll use up my hours that I spent, and I'll go back and figure those things out. So I went back and figured those things out, and I came up with two incredible dioramas. First one is, I live here in Houston, Texas, and I used to live in Sugar Land, and there's this old Imperial Sugar Factory that is this iconic building down in Sugar Land. And I said, I want to model that. It's right there on I-90. There's two-way track running in front of it. There's all kinds of track running behind it. There's just a beautiful diorama of an incredible building that's a historic building. I go, I want that on my layout in Houston, Texas, because everybody will know that when they see it. So I commissioned him to build this building. I sent him a bunch of pictures and everything, and he looked it up and studied the history of it, and he got his builders to build me this perfect replica of this thing. It's an unbelievable deal, right? And then I said, okay, I want a giant turntable and roundhouse. And I went out and I bought the most expensive turntable, huge turntable, gigantic roundhouse, and I brought that in, and I looked at the directions, and I go, I can't build this thing. There's no way. I have no building skills model. I tried to build one small model for the layout, and I was trying to glue these little buildings together. My big, giant, clumsy fingers couldn't glue anything together. I couldn't get anything done. And so I called the guy back up. I said, look, what's it going to cost me to get you? I bought the building. I've got all the pieces. I've got the round table. Will you build this for me? And he said, sure, I'll build that for you. He goes, Dell, let me ask you a question. Do you have any idea where you're going to lay all this stuff out on your layout? I said, well, you know, I've got some ideas of what I want to do. And he said, can you give me the idea what that is? Can you send me your layout plan or whatever? And I said, yeah, I can send that to you. And I kind of just explained to him. He said, Del, let me help you. Let me help you do the most important thing that you're going to do, which is plan what you're going to build. Before you go out here and build this and build that and do this and do that, just my 30 years of experience can help you in layout, Bill, in getting the most out of what square footage you have to use. And I said, oh, God, I don't want to do that. I want it to be my creativity. You know, and this is the same stuff people, when they buy a rentals, they want to make it their creativity. They want to do it their way. They want to reinvent the wheel. That's what we all want to do, guys. We all want that same feeling that we did it my way, but it doesn't work. So the guy the other day finished the one thing. I said, he said, or his wife said, look, we're going to be down in Houston visiting our grandkids. Would you like us to bring this Imperial Sugar model down? And it's really three buildings all together. It's beautiful pieces. And it looks exactly like the building. I mean, it is unbelievable. I said, yeah, please bring it down. I'd like to put it on my layout and just look at it until we get the layout done. At least I got something to revel over, right? And they brought it down, and I said, while you're here, can you pick up the round table and the roundhouse, take it back up there and build it? And he goes, sure, no problem. We'll take it back with us. And I gave him a few other pieces of stuff that I wanted on the layout so that they could put it together. And when they came down, the guy rolls out a piece of paper, and he shows me right before my eyes that everything that I had planned on where I was going to put it was wrong. I watched him right in front of my eyes in 5 minutes redraw my entire plan to where it was 1,000% better than it was before. I mean, 1,000%. He goes, Del, you've just bought this most incredible turntable and roundhouse design piece, and you've got it tucked way back in the back because you wanted to take up, it's so big, you wanted to take up space in the back where everything else could be in the front, and this would be out of the way and not be a problem. He goes, Del, that's the wrong way to think. This is the most beautiful part of your layout. It has the most potential. I want it right up front, right in the middle of everything, where it is the center of attention. You've spent a lot of money on these pieces. And I can put with this all kinds of everything else. This will be the center of your layout. It will be incredible. It will be the focal point. And I sat there and I looked at that. And I looked at what I had thought about. And I looked at what he had come up with. And I looked at what I had thought about. And in no less than just a few minutes, I realized that I was dumb as a rock compared to this guy. Not in everything in life, but in this particular arena, I was trying to reinvent the wheel because I wanted it to be my invention. When what I really should have done was just let him tell me how it should be. I'm going to end up being the owner. I'm going to end up playing with it. I'm going to be proud to show it to people. And it's going to be something to be proud of because it will be a giant win instead of a minuscule, minute success of my own making. Friends, it's time for you to give up your ego and go find yourself a mentor that can change your life. That's what you need. We'll take a short break. Be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm sorry, the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we've been talking about failures and what creates them. And the last segment here, I just want to talk about something that's the same but a little bit different, and that is persistence. One of the things that I find that successful people have is they're very persistent and very consistent with what they do in life. And because of that, they end up getting where they're going. You know, if you get up in the morning and say, I want to go to Dallas, you can go find yourself a map. That's the first thing. You need a map. You don't just close your eyes and start asking people where to go and go down a block and see if that gets you closer. You got to have a map. And if you find the right map, because you could have the wrong map, but if you find the right map, then you got to take the action. You got to get going. Along the way, having a mentor can tell you what is the right thing to do, what is the wrong thing to do. Hey, I wouldn't take that freeway. I would take this one. It's quicker, too much traffic, too many stop signs, too many this, too many that. So they can really help you to accelerate your progress in life, whether it be financial or fitness or health or family or whatever it is, whatever it is you're trying to accomplish in life. So I'm real big on mentors in every aspect of my life, wherever I can find one. But I don't just pick up anybody for a mentor. A mentor's got to be somebody that's highly successful at what it is I'm watching them do. I don't expect them to be successful at everything, but what it is I'm following with them, I want to see how it works. Now, let's add to that, though, something a little different. And that is, how do they integrate their success? I've known people that were really good family people that, you know, I would never claim to be a great family man. You know, multiple divorces, which means what? I picked the wrong people, didn't take the time, didn't think it was important. The choice wasn't important to me enough to take the time to learn to do it right. I just did it, just like you went and bought a rent house and it ended up being a disaster. You know, I got a wife and it ended up being a disaster. Picked the wrong wives. That's why there's divorces in my life, you know. Raised a daughter in a divorced family, which doesn't work out very well. You know, in most cases, you can see that you just don't have the same relationship you do as a family that raises one together. On and on and on, you know, friendships and stuff like that. I'm a workaholic. Just go down the line, stuff that I'm not successful at in my own mind. But when you look at other people, you see, okay, this guy's really successful in that. But that's okay. You can learn some things from that person. But if that person is a failure, hey, this guy's really a loving father, good husband, but he's broke. Why? Well, when his brother needed money, he gave money to his brother. When his kids needed money, he gave his kids money. He never went out and got that last promotion for himself or went out and started a business for himself because he just never had time because he spent so much time taking care of his kids. And so, okay, well, these are good things, but did he learn integration? And I think that's the final aspect of success in life is to learn to integrate levels of success on different parts of your life. Can you have a good relationship with your spouse or with your kids, with the people that you work alongside, whether it be in your own business or in somebody else's business, or can you maintain your health through all of that and your fitness through all of that? And I just want to bring up a thing because many, many times I get these emails from people. It's really sad, to be honest with you, because they tell you their story. And the story is about devastation and how they never could put it back together again after the devastations, one after another after another, because devastations tend to come in threes. I just had a three devastational point in my life this last week. 3 weeks ago, I was trying to kill a snake and I hit it with a shovel. And the concussion from the shovel hitting the concrete cracked the bone of my elbow. I went to the doctor, took x-rays, said, hey, it's a broken bone, but there's nothing you can do about it. Just live with it. A week later, I fell down, lacerated my leg to where I had to have multiple stitches and also fractured my elbow and broke the tip of my elbow off. The one that had been cracked was now broke off. And they said, well, we got to get you in for an MRI to find out, you know, how bad this really is. I went away, went to a business meeting out of town. And while I was there, fell down again and tore my tricep off. So now I'm in a cast right now. I went back in, I had surgery. I got back in town. The guy looked at me and goes, man, you're messed up. We got to get you in operation, into surgery tomorrow. So I went in and boom, one day back and they've got me in a cast, a sling, whatever. And I think back to, you know, when I was a kid, I almost died of my appendix ruptured and I had 106 degree temperature and they rushed me in the ambulance and I actually passed out and was dead and they brought me back to life. And I remember back to, you know, getting my nose broke 11 times. I remember back to after I had my appendix out, what else? I had my tonsils and adenoids out. I had my teeth knocked out in a couple different fights along with the broken noses. Then things got even worse. Then I got staph and they had to cut a hole in me the size of a golf ball out inside of my body and it took 8 months for it to heal because you couldn't let it heal from the outside. You had to keep it open. And then after that, I got cancer. And then after that, I tore my rotator cuff out. Then after that, I tore my bicep off. Then I blew my knee out. And now I blew my tricep off in the same. So the one arm's had the rotator cuff, the bicep, and the tricep. What am I telling you about all this? Sometimes life just throws stuff at you, man. You get back up, you sew it back on, and you keep on running down the road. That's all there is left. And I'll get up in 6 weeks from now, my arms will be back attached. I'll be back in shape. And life will go on. My friends, remember, persistence and consistence, and you'll have a wonderful lifestyle. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.